Okay, so this is going to be the idea of Shir Klali. It's going to be usually a sugya on the parsha, maybe in Yana Diyoma if it's relevant, but just some ideas Klali as just a basic sugya. It's not going to be very long. I don't think so. I don't speak for a long time, but just some basic ideas, some lumdis to get into the parsha a little bit, and maybe we'll have a bechina at some point. This way, people can retain it. Some of these sugyas we'll go through. So this first week. I wanted to discuss Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa appears at the end of the Parsha. The Pasuk tells us, Ki matze chalal ba'adama, a person finds a dead person. Asher Hashem lokecha no sein lecha l'risha nofel basada lo noda mihika. You don't know who killed this person. So the Pasuk goes on to explain to us that Yatzu ze kenechav shavtecha, the bezin goes out, and the madadu el ha'arim asher sivos ha'chalal, they begin to measure from that the dead body. That city that's closest to this dead body, they take an egla, they have the whole egla rufa maisa. And then the pasuk at the end says that vanu vamru yadenu lo shofcha, we didn't do anything wrong. Rashi says v'chi also alev shezikne bezin shofcha damuhem, bezin has to say we didn't do anything wrong. So no, they said we didn't lo reinu uftarunu below mezoros below levaya, we didn't see this person. We didn't let him go out without food and escorting him. We weren't involved in this. Bezin has to somehow say that they were not responsible. The Bezin of that city. There are two Bati Dinim here, to be clear. There's the Sanhedrin. They do the Medida, the Sanhedrin. And then there's the Bezin of the city. They're the ones who say, we didn't do anything wrong. They're the ones who are officiating the Egla Rufa. And then the Pasuk at the end says, Kapra Lampa Yisrael Shepadis Hashem. You know, give kapara to us. Ve'al titen dam naki b'kar Lampa Yisrael v'nikapra lehem hadam. V'ata tever hadam anaki, remove the innocent blood mikirbecha. So there's a very interesting Ramban here on this parasha. Ramban says there are two reasons, machlokas nishon, what the reason is behind Egla Rufa. So he first quotes from the Ibn Ezra. The Ibn Ezra writes, Shehashem tziva lasos kein al ha'ir akrova. The Egla Rufa is on the closest city. Kilule she'asu aveira. If they didn't do anything wrong, kedumalo lo nizdamin sheyarog adam kar mehem. The fact that there's a dead body next to the city has a certain responsibility to that ear krova. They're responsible. There's somehow a kapara for that ear krova. That's the Ibn Ezra's understanding. But then he quotes from the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. There's a whole completely different pshat to what's going on in Egla Rufa. And the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, this is Ramban quoting the Rambam, the point is to expose the murderer. We're trying to find the rotzeach, to avenge the innocent blood. Ubavur shebarov hapam, and many times, ya rotzeach min ha'ir asher sivivos ha'chalom. Most likely, the murderer came from a local city. That's how we're going to find the murderer. Uchshiyatzot zekenim, v'yisasku b'medina, when the bezin goes out and they start measuring from the mace to the closest city. V'zikne ha'ir ya'idu l'fnei ha'bor, and the Bezin comes out and say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlo hisrashu b'tikun hadrachim, we didn't make any mistakes, not our fault. Shenim yodim miharag, is that we don't know who killed this person. Uchshi hichakir ha'inyin, yaswa zikadim, all the elderly people are going to come outside. V'yavu ha'gala egla, they're going to bring the egla rufa. Yirbu b'nei adam, people are going to want to see what's going on. It's a strange thing to see an egla rufa. I was once, I'm not sure you can say zochet, but I was once I saw a chalitza. A chalitza is very rare to see a chalitza. It was a shul, Young Israel of Avenue J, I think it was. No. One of the Young Israels in Flatbush. And the shul was packed with the bachrim hanging from the rafters. Like hundreds of people to see like an older man and an older lady to see this chalitza here. It's a rare event. People come to see something that's strange. So when there's an egla rufa, people are going to come out and see what's going on here. And then what's going to happen when everybody comes to see? Yibu b'nei adam, says the Rambam, ledaber both, and you start speaking about what's going on. And ulai, yigal hadaber, maybe they'll find the murderer. This whole event is just to expose the murderer. So while the Ibn Ezra says the reason why is it's a kapara on the city, the ear krova, the closest city, for the Rambam is to try to find the murderer, try to find the rotzech. Two very different pshatim. And the Ramban at the end, he says, he thinks it's a kapara, and he compares it to a type of carbon of sir mishaleach, or paraduma, a type of carbon that takes place outside of the base of Migdash. That's what the Egla Ruf is. So that's aligned with the Ibn Ezra, that's a kapara chatas for the closest city, the ear krova. And while for the Rambam it's about somehow a piercing to expose who the Rotzeach is, to expose the murderer. Now it's important to realize, just to, the Rambam it's about trying, that the more people there, the better. The Rambam is the ikker, because the more chance you're going to find the right person. For the Ibn Ezra, it's a din in the Ir Krova, the closest city. And now you see the two, there's going to be a very interesting machlokas, which is going to make clear whether it's a din in the Rove or a din in the Karov. Rove means we want more people, trying to find the Rotzeach, the more the better. And the Karov is the closest city, even though it may not be the Rove. So there's a machlokas, or there's a discussion in the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Sometimes in Halacha, we will follow Rove. Achar Rabim Lahatos, we follow the Rove. And sometimes we'll follow the Karov. And that we learn from the Parsha Eglarufa, that Karov is a Din Deraisa. We follow the closest thing that's learned from Eglarufa. So asks the Gemara, what happens if the two contradict each other? Let's say Rove indicates one halacha and Karov indicates another halacha. Which one wins, Karov versus Rove? And so the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Rove v'Karov holchen acha harov, you follow the majority. V'yafo gav deruba deraisa, v'kurva deraisa, even though both independently are deraisas, afil hachi ruba adav. Rove is always better. So ask the Gemara, when it comes to Eglarufa then, so why do we go based on the closest city? We should go based on the largest city. If it's further away, you should go based on the Rove. Rove is better than Karov. And the Gemara says, it's a situation where there's no city that's Rove. The halacha Eglarufa is when every city in this vicinity have the same exact amount of people. So therefore, you can't follow Rove. You have to follow Karov, the closest city. So imagine you have, I don't know, six cities near this body, and they all have 1,000 people. So you can't follow Rove. So then you have to measure who's the closest. Implies by the Gemara that if you have a city that has Rove, that Rove brings the Eglarufa. Rove is actually better than Karov. And that's what the Rambam writes. He says this clearly in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Tes Alachavav. He says, Ein ha'ir krova mevia. The only time the closest city brings the Eglarufa, Bizman sheminyan ha'am sheba kimo minyan ha'ir harachoka mimenu. They're all the same amount of people. There's no rov to talk about. That's when you fill out karov. Aval im hayu elu sheba rachoka. If the further city is actually merubin, there are more people in a further city than the anshe krova, than the closer city, then you're holchen acharov. Rov actually beats out karov when it comes to eglarufa. And this makes a lot of sense for the Rambam, because for the Rambam and Mornevuchim, we're trying to find the murderer. The more people involved in this, the better. So we're looking for the Rove. But listen to what the Tosfos Rid said. Tosfos Rid argues, he says no. When there's a Rove that's Rachok, we just said Rove beats out Karov, right? So, says the Tosfos Rid, if there's a Rove that's Rachok, we actually would not bring an Eglarufa. Listen to the language. Im Hayisa lo, Shim Hayisa, lo Hayisa mevia krova egla, Mipnei Rov Hamachisha. If I have a city A that's close, and city B that's far, and city B has a lot more people, even though the Rambam says you should bring from city B because of Rov, the Rid says we don't bring actually from Rov. So should we bring from Karov then? The Gemara says we don't bring from Karov if there's a Rov. It says, Hagdola Nami Einu Mevia. Shalot Siva Hashem Mitzvazu Ela Ala Krova. In other words, in a situation, the only time you bring Eglarufa, says the Rid, is if the Karov is also the Rov. You need both Karov and Rov. But if you have Karov and Rov separately, neither one would bring. If the A is a closer city but a smaller amount of people, you couldn't bring because it's not Rov. And if the city B is Rov, it wouldn't bring either because it's not Karov. You need Rov and Karov, says the Tosfos Rid. So why would you need Karov? I understand why you need Rove. Rove is the great amount of people. That's going to bring about the Rotzeach, hopefully. But Elamai, we see that Tosfos Rid assumes there's also a din, there's a second din. Not only do you need Rove, but you also need Karov because the kapara that's incumbent upon the responsibility that's on the city, because it happened near the city, they bear some responsibility to din of kapara on the city as well, on the Karov, in addition to the Rove trying to find the Rotzeach. That's a little bit of a complicated piece, but the next should flow pretty nicely. Just run through a few nafkaminas to see the difference between Karov, Ir Krova, versus being Megala Rotzeach. If you didn't get that, we could talk afterwards, but the rest should be pretty clear. There's a machlokas, the Sefer Chinuch writes, could you have an egla rufa bizman shelo beis hamikdash kayim? Bizman hazeh, would there be, can there be an egla rufa or not? And the Sefer Chinuch writes, both in mitzvah taf kuf lamed and taf kuf lamed aleph, he writes clearly that there is no mitzvah of egla rufa. And listen to what he writes here. He says, "Shemitzus din egla rufa eino noheg ella bizman habayis kisha anu donin dinin nefashas." Egla rufa is only relevant if Sanhedrin is in the makom hamikdash v'lishkas hagazis, whereby you're allowed to judge dinin nefashas. And the Minchas Chinuch in mitzvah taf kuf lamed tzivkat and beis argues. He says, "Mehechates, I understand you need Sanhedrin." The Gemara tells us Sanhedrin was exiled to 10 different places. They were not always in the Makom HaMikdash. So they could still serve as Sanhedrin and do the Medida. But if they weren't in the Makom HaMikdash, they couldn't have Dinei Nefashos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, you don't need Dinei Nefashos. This is not Dinei Nefashos. Who's being killed here? There's no capital punishment that's taking place here. Just doing a mixed Egla Rufa. Says, lo dummi le Dinei Nefashos at all. If there's a Sanhedrin, I don't care which location, you could bring an Egla Rufa. So while the Chinuch says it has to be only with the Sanhedrin in Makom HaMikdash because it's Din Nefashos, Minchas Chinuch says no. You need Sanhedrin, but you don't need Makom HaMikdash. You don't need Din Nefashos. And the understanding is, because for the Rambam, the whole point of Ma'aseh Egla Rufa is to find the Rotzeach and hopefully kill the Rotzeach. It's a Din Nefashos. The whole process is to expose him, to bring him to Bezdin, to kill him. But the Minchas Chinuch who says it's not totally at all on Din Nefashos. It's just the Inyan of Kapara. It's the Inyan of Kapara. And the Pasuk says you need Sanhedrin to be there. But you're not trying to kill anyone. You're trying to bring a Kapara for the city here. Is that Shaykh at all to Din Nefashos? That's one Afkamina, whether it's Shaykh, Bizman Sanhedrin, Bizman Abikdash or not. Another discussion is, does the city have to have a Bezdin or not? So, I'm not going through all the details here, but there's a machlokas in the Gemara Makos, whether the ear, again, aside from Sanhedrin, the city has to have its own bezdin or not. That's two opinions in the Gemara Makos, Daf Yud. And without going through the details, but seemingly those we paskin that really need a bezdin in the city, what type of bezdin do you need? So, Pashas is a bezdin shel gimel, any bezdin. But the Rambam is mechadesh, that you need a bezdin of chav gimel. He writes this in Hilchas Ratzeach Tes, Perak Tes Alachadal. Bezdin shel chav gimel. So the Kira Sefer, the Mabit, and the Be'er Sheva write, why do you need chav gimel? Bezdin chav gimel is when you give dini nefashos. You're giving a person skila, herik, chenek, sreifa. There's no Mises Bezdin taking place here. Elamai, it must be, says the Kira Sefer and Be'er Sheva, because Egla Rufa is a din of dini nefashos. Why is it din of dini nefashos? Because the whole point of Egla Rufa is to find the Rotzeach, bring him to Bezdin to eventually kill him. The Egla Rufa is the beginning process, the beginning stages of exposing him, finding the Edom to eventually kill the Rotzeach. So that's why the Rambam L'shitasa says, you need a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel. But the other Rishonim who seemingly argue that it's enough to have a Bezdin of Gimel, it's not a Din of Dinefashas at all, it's just a Kapara. The city needs to bring Kapara because the mace took place near the Ir Krova. And you have to have a Bezdin represent the city. So Bezdin Shel Gimel should be sufficient to serve as that representation of that particular city. Now there's another interesting Rambam in Hilchos Ratzeach, goes against the Tosefta, and he explains that when you do the Medida, you have to measure from the body to the city to find which is the closest city. So do you bury the body first? So cover the mace and you bury and then you measure from the spot where the mace is buried? Or do you measure while the mace is still unburied and then you bury afterwards? So the Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchos Ratzeach of Perek Tes, when you find this harug shenim sonofa ba'aretz, you find this dead body, v'lo noda mihiko, the Rambam writes, menichen oso b'mkomo, you leave the body in its place as is. And then he writes in Halacha Beis, Achar Shemodidin, after you measure from the body, V'nodah Ir Hakova, then you figure out which is the closest city, then you're covering it, then you bury the body afterwards, Bimkom. You first measure, then you bury. But the Tosefta in Perek Tesel writes, first, chofrin, you dig, the kovrin also, then you bury, umitzayin is a makoma, then you put a little marker to see where the dead body is buried, ad shiavila bezdin gadol, then bezdin gadol comes, shibalishcha gazes v'yimdu, and then they measure from the place where the mace is buried. So what this machlok is whether you bury first, and then you measure from that spot, or you measure and then you bury the body. So I think it's clear from the Rambam. The Rambam wanted people to come to this event. They want to know who murdered this person. But the person buried, they don't know who they're testifying. They don't know who this person was. So the Rambam says, first leave the mace on top of the ground so they could see who this person. And the guy says, oh, I saw this person here. I saw that person there. But if he's buried, you can't see him anymore. But the whole point of the Rambam is to expose the murderer. You have to know who the nirtzach is. You have to know who the murdered is. So that's why the Rambam says, first measure. Everyone comes out to see who's been murdered. And then you bury afterwards. But according to Tosefta, the point is not to expose a murderer. You're not trying to find the murderer here. You're trying to bring a kapara. So first you shall cover the mace. You bury the mace. And then you measure and find out which is the irkrova to bring the proper kapara. There's a Gemara that quotes from a Medrash that what happens if you know, it's clear which is the closest city. You have a mace 10 feet away from the biggest city. Is there an inyan to measure anyways? Is there an inyan of Medida when it's so clear where that which is the closest city? So the Gemara in Mem Hayim and Alf and Sota writes, it says, Madadu, we learn from the word Madadu, Shafilu Nimsa Ba'alili'ir, Hayu Madadu, even though it's so clear as day, which is the closest city? Mitzah lasak b'madid, b'medida. It's a mitzah to measure anyways. So asks the Be'er Sheva there, and the Gemara told her, what's the point? Why do you have to measure if you know which is the closest city? The whole point is to be mevarer, the closest city. So says the Be'er Sheva, you know why you have to do medida? He quotes the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim. Sheba'inin medida b'chol inyan k'dei l'farseim ha'davar l'mtzar ratzayach. We don't really need, we have to find the closest city, you're right. But that's not the goal. The goal is to make a whole big event here, make a whole piercing. This way, people are going to start saying, oh, that guy, I saw him here. Oh, he was with this person. We could find who the Rotzeach is. And therefore, even if we know the closest city, there's a mitzvah, lasak medina, nonetheless, to make a piercing. Now, the Re'im on the Parsha, Rashi, he argues on the Gemara. And he says, no. He writes that when you see clearly which is the closest city, there is no mitzvah medida. So the Tzarchin, how it goes against the Gemara, I guess he assumes the Gemara is shelo liba de hilchasa, but he paskins that no, the whole point of medida is to just show the closest city. No fancy events of trying to make a piercing here. Seemingly it's a din of kapara according to him. If you know the closest city, then that's it. That city brings the kapara. If you don't know the closest city, then you measure. Now the Mishnah Melech says they're both right. Seems to be in the Mishnah Melech that there are two dinim here of the medida. And the whole idea of Egle Rufa. He says in Perek Tes, nearly the Sri Leila Haraim, that's the Mizrahi, the Ikra Chiyuva de Medida, Lohavi Ella Mihair Hakrova, Ella Mishu. So the real Indian Medida is to measure to the closest city. But since you don't know always the closest city, Misafkala, Tzarach, you have to measure. So he says, when the Gemara says, Dafil Nimsa Ba'alil Hayimodidin, Dafkili Akrova. So there's two types of measurings. One is measuring to the closest city, and there's another measuring, l'shar ha'arim, the other city, to know which is closest. So when you know which is closest, you don't need that first medida. It sounds like there are two types of medidas. First medida is which is the closest city. Once you figure out the closest city, now there's a second type of medida that, okay, now we have to do a real formal medida, even though we know the closest city, to now bring everyone together. So there's no stira. There's no stira at all. What comes out from this, though, there's an inyan of the krova, the closest city, out the kapara. That's the first medida, to know which is the closest city, the ir krova. And then there's a second medida, which is to make the whole piercing legalis for the rotzeches. Which seems to be, the Tosafot Rit Shita as well, if you take a look inside, he seems to say two dinim as well. I'll finish off with one last piece here, the Rama. Rama, at the very end of Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Yud, he says, Anshe ir krova shenis achru. Let's say the closest city is delayed. They don't bring the Egla Rufa like they're supposed to. Kofin also, you force them, umevin, they have to bring the carbon, or the Egla Rufa. Even after many, many years, you still force them to bring the Agaruf. Ask the Minchas Chinuch. And this is Lishitasa. Actually, may not Lishitasa. It could be not. He says, why are you kofin? How can you force them to bring the Aglarufa? There's a din by Karbanos, by Kachim. You can't be kofin. How can you do that? Tzarachin, he says. Chatas, Eimim Ashkin came into the Kapara Kasi. The guy has to willingly bring a Kapara. See, you ain't kofin al Chatas v'ashim. So how can Rambam say you're kofin on the mitzvah of Aglarufa? Selamai. So it must be that Minchas Chinuch assumes that's a din of kapara, it's a din of the chatas, and therefore you can't force on it. But the Rambam is l'shitaso, and the Rambam holds that no, it's not a din of chatas, it's a mitzvah of pirsum of the whole event, to be megale, to megale the roteach, but not a din of a kapara at all, and therefore just like they could be kofen on other mitzvahs, you could be kofen on the mitzvah of Egla Rufa as well. So just to quickly recap what we saw talking about the mitzvah of Egla Rufa, whether it's an din of kapara, and the ear krova, or if it's in din of exposing the rotzeach midin rov, the likelihood. We saw that Gemara Balbasa, which rov or karv, which one's an ikr, and the Rambam says it's all about the rov, we're trying to expose the rotzeach, and the Tosafot said, no, there's in of the ear krova, because it's a din of a kapara for that closest city. Then we saw a discussion about which type of bezdin, well, first we saw really bizman hazeh, where there's no din in fashos anymore, so the chinuch said there's no mitzvah, because it's tali in din in fashos, to find the Ratzeach and to murder him. And the Minchas Chinuch says, no, I feel Bezman Hazeh, it's not Tali on Din Nefashos at all. And then, which type of Bezdin? The Rambam says, a Bezdin Shechav Gimel, because this is a Din Nefashos, you're trying to find the Ratzeach to kill him. And then we saw about burying first versus Medida first, that the mace should be seen when the Medida to try to find the Ratzeach, or you could bury him first because it's really about Kapar, you don't have to see the mace. And then, when you know clearly which city is closest, where there's a mitzvah medida nonetheless, because you want to create a piersum, or no, it's just about following and finding the Yerkova. And then finally, about whether or not you're kofin or not, Rambam says you are kofin because it's not a mitzvah of a carbon at all, it's a mitzvah of piersum, but Minchas Chinuch felt it is a mitzvah of a carbon, and therefore we would say ein kofin. All right, we'll stop here.